You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. Everything around me is so negative. How do I get away from all that? Let's get into it.
An angel of the Lord came upon them. The glory of the Lord swarmed round about them. They were so afraid, so afraid.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing.
Nobody knows what Christmas is. A great joy, which shall be to all people, all people.
No more let sin and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow.
A Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in the manger.
He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness.
With the angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men, women, and children. Amen.
Amen.
The Bridge Loud.
We are with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I guess so. I don't know. It just seems like everything's going wrong.
That's a little early in the show for everything to be going wrong, but you're not entirely incorrect about that. Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Glenn, turn that frown upside down.
That's a smile, not an upside down frown. You failed again. We're answering a question that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your own questions. This week's question says, everything around me is so negative. How do I get away from all that? And Glenn, I don't know what people would have to be negative about, but I think we have to take this person at face value. And where would we start off with this idea?
Yeah, at some point it just feels like, you know, the negativity is all around us. It's just in the air that we're breathing. You know, it's this idea of, you know, something. I think there's something about dealing with stuff that's going wrong and refuses to move on to something else. Somehow that can kind of wear us down a lot over time. And for sure, it makes sense, and it's okay for you to have those negative feelings about stuff that's going wrong and is crazy and is kind of tough to deal with. So we don't want to judge you for those feelings. We just want to help you figure out a way to move on.
It's a really great point. And Jed, I like that idea of moving on, because I think a lot of our first thought ideas for how to deal with negativity can actually do the opposite of helping us move on, right?
You know, that's totally true. I think we all have well-intentioned relatives, maybe a well-intentioned auntie, who says, you just need to think positive. And to be clear, it comes from a good place most of the time. But the difficulty is, there are certain things that kind of make sense to feel negative about. I mean, like, there's not really a silver lining to a global pandemic.
Right.
it's not great. So pretty quickly, I think we can land in a place where it feels like our options are to either just bathe in pure negativity to the point where we're just choking on it, and that's the only thing that's going on all day, every day, or to live in complete denial, to just live in a fantasy land of our own creation. And I think a lot of us are pretty sure we couldn't pull that off even if we tried really hard. But so we wind up between two options that both seem real, real bad and not particularly workable. The question that we need to look at is there another way? Is there a third option that we could walk that might have some hope to it, but also some realism at the same time?
I think it's a really, really great point. It actually ties exactly back in to what Glenn was saying about a way forward, because those two bad options that Jed lines out both kind of start with the fundamental assumption of things will not and cannot get better. So I either just learn to live in the bathing in negativity, which is I hope will be a hit holiday product this holiday season, just a black bath bomb, bathe in negativity, or just, retreat to the mind palace and hope that that is good enough. But things can get better. This may not be the year to be putting out that particular message, but we still believe it. We're going to look at some ways we can do that when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Come.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Now, does the negativity bath bomb, is it like a tar-based solution?
I mean, it's not coming off. Much like the real negativity, you got to work to scrub this off. But that in and of itself is hopefully cleansing. Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts his music together, Jed Brewer.
Yes, it's tar-based, but good news, it's also exfoliating.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, technically, if you rip off the top layer of your skin, you have exfoliated in a significant, significant way. Well, as much as we like skincare tips, we are also going to move on to our question of the week, which came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com. This week's question says, everything around me is so negative. How do I get away from all that? And Glenn, we closed that last segment with Jed giving us, I think, a very accurate description of the two ways we might naturally think about dealing with negativity. And one might be just to really lean into it and embrace the awfulness. And maybe we will become so awful that everything around us will seem better by comparison. Or just retreating into escapism and fantasy. And as you pointed out, the problem with both of those things is they don't help you move to an actual better place. So is there a way we can start taking some steps towards something that's not so negative?
For sure. I think when we're talking about dealing with negativity, you know, there's just the painful and difficult things that are happening, things we're struggling with. But then there's being overwhelmed. And I think that might be more of what you're dealing with here. And I think you can think of it just like a bandwidth on a computer. You know, just if you're one of these people, these insane people like my wife that have 500 internet tabs open simultaneously on their browser, you're just consuming all your available bandwidth, and you're the fan is blowing. You feel like you are overloaded there. But this, it's good to recognize within that there are things you can control, there are things that you can't. We close out these things that we can't control and we can't do anything about, then we have a lot more bandwidth available for the things we can do something about.
That's an excellent, excellent point. And Jed, I think Glenn draws a very good analogy there. And I think maybe thinking about this in some very practical ways is a good way to get to it. So how can we go further in that direction?
Well, let's keep going with exactly that. So the web browser of your mind, fire fear, and you've got 500 tabs open of all the things that you're concerned about, all the things you're afraid about. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go through those tabs, and we're going to ask which of these are things that we could in some way influence, we could in some way bring a change to. And then we're going to look at which are ones that we have absolutely no control over at all. The ones that we have no control over at all, we're just going to close those tabs. We're going to simply set them aside, right? But what we might find is that for the tabs that remain, which again are things where we could do something about it, maybe it's small, but we could do something about it, we might find that it's still a lot of tabs. It's a pretty long list. It might feel a little overwhelming, and we certainly can't fix all of it at once. So the question becomes, how do we approach that list? What do we do about that stuff?
And that is a great place where we will pick it up when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Oh!
Project Loud. My name is Matt King, and once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
So the FireFear browser, it's like open source, so that like the fear doesn't have any filters as it comes to me. Is that right?
Yeah, I think open source is definitely the way to go. You don't want to limit your fear ecosystem, as they say.
Absolutely.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I like all of my fear and dread to be open source and copyright free.
That's right. Some days I like to think my mental browser is Chrome, but I think more often than not it's Netscape, if we're being entirely honest. We're answering a question that came into the bridge loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, everything around me is so negative. How do I get away from all that? And Glenn, in the last segment, we were talking about this idea of kind of the web browser in your brain, which is a great analogy that you gave us, and closing out the tabs that are, I can't do anything about this. This is on the news or in my life, or I just can't do anything about that. But Jed left us with the question of, now I have a list of things I could do something about, and where do I start with that?
Well, I think there's a tendency, and perhaps a bad tendency within all of us, a dysfunctional tendency to say, I have to do something big if I'm in a big state of negativity. If I have big negativity, I need some big effort. I got to take it to the max. And when you're already exhausted and overwhelmed, that's kind of a crazy way of looking at things. I don't think that's going to help you a whole lot. I think it's better to look at one relatively easy step you can take, a relatively easy win that will allow you to build some momentum. And that momentum is really key. If you can get yourself into a place where you're feeling like, okay, I'm knocking these things out, I'm closing these tabs, I'm getting some of my memory back, the fan is slowing down, you know, maybe we're getting somewhere, then I think you're going to have a much better outlook.
I think it's a really excellent, excellent point. And Jed, I really like that idea of taking the easy wins, of building the momentum. And what other very practical tips will we have in that vein?
Well, I think we can build on that. So let's take your list of, I don't know, a dozen things that, you know, are not great, but you feel like you could do something about them. One by one, go through that list and jot down somewhere what's the easiest thing you could do to, in some way, even if it's really small, improve that situation. So we're going to do that for each item on our list of stuff we can control. Then go back through that list and ask, what's the easiest step on that list? Of all the easy first steps, what's the easiest one you could do? And start there. Just like Glenn said, start with the easy win. When you've done that, move on to the second easiest step on that whole list and take that one, and so on and so forth. And the reason for this is, just like Glenn said, that's going to give you momentum. You will be improving things and you will be lowering the amount of negativity in your life, but it's also going to give you momentum. And that's, in many ways, the thing we need most when we're feeling overwhelmed by circumstances in our lives, is a sense of agency and a sense of momentum. And that's how we're going to get that.
Absolutely right. And we will pick it up right there when we come back here on The Bridge Loud.
Rejoice, rejoice.
Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Oh, yeah.
We are answering a question that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, everything around me is so negative. How do I get away from all that? And of course, we've already floated the idea of creating the exfoliating negativity bath bomb, and I have a feeling that it's going to contain some secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
So, Glenn, in our day job, we are working with folks who are coming out of just almost wholly negative environments. That could be prison. That could be coming off the street. And what are the things you tell them to try to get out of that mindset and get towards something more positive and more sustainable?
Well, yeah, I think that starts with you have to have a power greater than yourself. You have to be looking at a relationship with God, something big and strong that you can anchor yourself to. And I think there's a tendency, and again, I think it's an unhealthy tendency to think of God wants these big changes, and it's like we're not being good or healthy or right in our relationship with God if it isn't like a radical, immediate transformation. But my experience of walking with God has always been small changes little by little, and that God does not despise small beginnings, as the Bible says. Jesus talked about planting a seed, and that idea of starting small and letting that grow into something big and powerful, that I think is the image that we would have for you, and to recognize that God wants to be patient with you. You ought to be patient with yourself. You and God get on the same page. This is going to get a lot better.
I think that's absolutely right. The thing I would add to that is to take us all the way back to the beginning of where we started off with Jed giving us the two kind of coping mechanisms that aren't going to help, and one is just to just choke on the negativity, and the other is complete denial. But involved in what we've been talking about here, moving forward and making those lists and having that positive mentality, we're talking about hoping for something better and planning towards something better, and that's very different than denial. But sometimes I think we treat it the same. We think that if we're not just staring down the gaping maw of negativity every minute of the day, then we're somehow not being adult or not being realistic about things. But there's a part of the Bible in the book of Philippians chapter 4 where it says, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy or good or beautiful, think about such things. Your brain needs that. You need positivity. You need that momentum to build on, because there is a good, healthy, positive life out there for you. God has that for you. We want that for you. And we will see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
If you were looking for accomplishment, then you know I wouldn't stand a chance. But you said you wanted failure, so here I am.